The following contains adult themes and strong language. Basically, all of the good stuff.
The Other 1%. Audiobooks with attitude. We present The Brick by Mila Bobaliwa and Gareth Strachan, with Robert Cohen as Sashok.
This brick is heavier than ever. I inscribed the musician's initials on it, Jurassic. So maybe it's the weight of them that is dragging down my shoulders that much more today. Anyway, soon this brick will drag him down too. Soon he will be hit so hard that the initials will be stamped onto his skull forever. And so I will have my sweet revenge for what he did to my daughter. And on the very day, in the very spot, where he is to be made an honorary citizen of St. Petersburg. Well, I am ready to dishonor him with this brick and leave him for the city mayor to come with his honorary badge that he's been craving for the last 50 years, whore to fame and adoration that he is. And let all host of ancient gods admire him then, lying in the middle of Chornia Rechka Park, watching his Greek blood stain the grass, since they allowed him to reach his pathetic age and haven't stricken him by fire or by arrow for all his evil, for all his vile villainies. But the weather is not the usual March type. Maybe it's his African ancestry, his black curly hair inherited from his grandfather poet Pushkin, lover of wine, women, and dueling. Shot on this very spot. He says hello from the hell, and soon the musician will join him. Where is he? What a foul morning. Neither the beneficiary of my brick is arriving, nor the city mayor, Vale, with his desired badge from the ever-old, ever-damp St. Pete. I wonder if the old bastard managed in his decrepit years to get in the sack with our pretty mare. Maybe that wasn't too hard, though. She was always called Spreadlegs as a student. What kind of honorary citizen is he, anyway? What kind of unique music has he nailed with his jazz piano? Perhaps he composed some music by himself? Or played solo at a big concert? Never! He's rubbish! All his music amounts to is accompanying the local bill stars. Like the local wine, he never finds people who want him outside of this city. Engagements at half-empty concert halls in godforsaken towns, with the odd exception when people are stupid enough to mistake him for a master. You travel with frozen cutlets in your baggage just to save a little money. Oh, poor, stupid little man. Oh, yes, the old bastard has arrived, finally. My God, you a wreck, like he's already at death's door. Well, it's time he came face to face with the brick I made just for him. Then he can walk right through the door. Hey, Jurassic, do you have a moment? I'm a big fan. I have a special gift for you today. Before the crowds of your fans gather here and our Lady Mayor arrives in her armored jeep with the badge of honor for you, splash with me, please. Congratulations, dear man. A special day indeed. My gift? Oh, it's a unique brick that was part of the ancient wall from the very heart of our beloved city of St. Petersburg. I got it one night from the very embankment of the River Moika, where your famous forefather, Pushkin, drinker and woman lover, possessor of black skin and hot blood, was shot. I ask you to accept this brick as my gift to you today. Your initials are already engraved on it as YK. See, here. What do you mean you don't want it? Listen, old man, if you don't take my brick, I'll just leave it here at the bottom of your ancestor, Alexander Pushkin. I don't believe he is a relative of Pushkin. He's just a lying dog. They have nothing in common. Maybe just that both guys chased drinking skirts and both ended badly. Look at him, coughing and panting. He's on his last legs. He can't cheat fate. He's gonna die whether I break him or not. What's that? Wait till the Lady Mayor arrives and give you the brick under the lights of TV cameras? That would be interesting. Brain him in front of the cameras. Well, I'll be famous, but not for giving bricks to artists. But has he really forgotten what he did to my daughter? If he knew that I was her father, he wouldn't be so light-hearted and carefree. He'd be breaking it. Doesn't he know why I'm gripping this brick so hard? Dear man, I know that all St. Pete toffs will arrive here now accompanied by the guards. But you are the lucky one to get my brick. Do you realize and appreciate this? I am a creative person, and it's harder to get the brick that you see now in my arms than be awarded, as you are. My brick is the eternal and priceless history of all the cultural life of this ancient town. And you are in the list of those who are to get it. Take it now and then stay here without me waiting for your badge of honor to appear on your chest. What do you say? Wait here and give it to the one who comes after you? What fucking riddles you pose here, old St. Pete Sphinx? Transition? Wait till your transition? What the fuck do you mean, Yurik? I think it's the right time to do what I really want. No one is around, just me and the old man. I can do the deed and stash my brick after the business is done. My poor little daughter, like Alina, who now hates me, calls me Sashok and never daddy. As if I were her enemy. No. Sure, get the grip. Get the grip, you will be caught and imprisoned. Yes, perhaps this happens, but I will get revenge for my daughter, who is 36 now and still so vulnerable after what he did to her, my poor little girl. Yes, I must throttle him now, quickly and brutally. What did you say? You know I want to kill you? Why do you think that I want to kill you? I don't know what you're talking about. The old bastard just read my thoughts, no less. How does he know my intentions? Before today, I give my breaks to others without a desire to brain them, even if many of them deserve this poor end of their lives. But today, on February 13th, revenge is the name of the game. The dissolute old bastard abused my little daughter when she was only 16. I've been waiting for this opportunity for 20 years. And when the old bastard lies in his own blood here at Chornaya Rechka, my Galina will feel the great relief and won't hate me anymore for the fact that I was not able to protect her. She was so little and vulnerable. By this act, maybe she will change her mind and come back to live with me, and will call me Daddy again, not Sir or Sashok, as if I were some passing stranger. Let this brick that I carry in my hands and that will be smashed on the old, stupid head of the man in front of me become a symbol of revenge for all fathers in St. Pete, whose daughters were soiled by their music idols from the Tsars to Soviet times, right through to the current troubled days. Yes, I'm going to brain you, Yosarik, and rid the world of one less pervert. What do you mumble there, old man? You can hardly speak, you wreck. First you reject my present, my brick. Then you talk again about your transition. And now you deny that you raped my daughter. You're a lying toad and you're stalling because you know the fate that awaits you. Your fate is this hard brick dashed against your soft head. Dear man, you're coughing blood all over me. A strong breeze would finish you off without me... What? Call my daughter Galina? Right here, right now? And I will know the truth? What kind of truth will I know about you and her? I already know you raped her when she was just 16. And you got her pregnant, you scumbag, and she had to have an abortion. And this cost her a lifetime of pain. This robbed me of my daughter's love because she blamed me for not being there to protect her. My heart has been broken for 20 years. All this time, my daughter has been so in pain she has refused to speak to me. And now you shall pay. No, she never told me it was you. But I know it was. I figured it out because it happened after she went to see one of your concerts. And you have a reputation for sleeping with your audience. So I know. Call her. Call her. Okay, I will call her. But not because you asked me to. Because I want her to witness your dying voice when I break you. So she can hear her aggressor die in pain. Move, and I break you. Galina, my darling, please don't hang up. Please, please. I have him here finally. Yosarik, the old musician with the gray beard, the man who raped you all those years ago. I have him here, and in a moment I will brain him with my ancient brick. It will throttle him, and you can hear his screams the way he heard your screams when he took your body all those years ago. Finally, my love. Finally, we will get our revenge on this beast, and I will be the father I could never be. My love, we shall be reunited as father and daughter by this sacrifice, and what? What? Don't break him. Don't throttle him. He's not the one? What do you mean? It happened after one of his concerts. I discovered you after... He was sobbing and pointing to the concert tickets. You kept saying, the musician, the musician, the musician. But you could never get the words out. And you never said anything more. And then you stopped speaking to me altogether. Isn't he the one that... No? Then tell me the truth, because in a second I will brain this bastard and... Say that again. The musician. The musician. The musician chased off the guy who attacked you. What? The musician beat the man to death? The musician threw him in a bag? The musician tied the bag down with bricks? The musician dumped him at the bottom of the Chernaya Rechka? There he lies until this day.
And that was why you never said any more about it. That's why you dropped your head whenever I brought it up, because you didn't want to implicate the musician. Because you knew the police would dig up the body, and you knew your Sarek would be arrested. And you knew I would still blame myself. Oh, my Galina, all this time, I know the truth. Will we find some peace again? Can we find our father-daughter love again? Oh, my Galina, I love you more than anyone in the world. Truth is painful, but like a caged bird, it sets you free. Well, old man, I lay my brick down and kneel before you. I'm sorry. All this time I had you as my enemy, but you were in fact on my side. You did my avenging for me and kept it secret this whole time. And for that I thank you. I almost became a murderer. But one little call to my Galina spared you from death, and me from spending the rest of my life in jail. Yusarik, dear man, you are very sick. Coughing up blood? You cannot even stand. Let me... I've got you. I've got you. Just lie. Easy, Yusarik, easy now. What's that? You see, you are now on the threshold of the transition. And that you go now to the place where you meet your son, who left this world when he was so young. And you go to meet your father and forefather. Pushkin himself awaits you. The world gives and the world takes. So it is with bricks and lives. Maybe that is the natural way of things. Shh, shh, don't fight it. Go in peace. Who would have thought the very man I wanted to murder died peacefully and tenderly in my arms? The world gives and the world takes. Go in peace, old man. Go in peace.
It's the last time when I dare to cradle your image in my mind, to wake a dream by my heart bare, with exultation shy and air, to cue your love that's left behind. The years run promptly, their fire changes the world, and me and you. For me, you now are attired in dark of vaults over them who died. For you, your friend extinguished too. My dear friend, so sweet and distant, take farewell from all my heart, as takes a wind in a somber instant, as takes a friend before a prison will split those dear friends apart.
Hello?
Galina, it's Sashok. No, it's your father. He's gone to the next world. He is at peace. You can be at peace too. I'm coming home.
You have been listening to The Brick by Mila Bobaliwa and Gareth Strachan. Sashok was played by Robert Cohen and Pushkin was played by Matt Beaumont. The producer was Simon Moorhead. This production is supported by public funding from Arts Council England. This recording is copyright to TBC Audio Limited 2020.